Welcome to this audio issue of Biotech Frontiers, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. This issue was originally published on July 3, 2025. Primetime, a singularly powerful platform in the emerging field of genetic medicine. Investing alongside one of America's most consequential scientists. In the middle of a quiet spring night at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, a 5-year-old boy named Isaiah lay curled on a hospital bed, wrapped in blankets that did little to stop his trembling. His breathing was shallow. His pain was excruciating. A team of pediatric hematologists stood nearby, seemingly helpless, watching yet another vaso-occlusive crisis unfold. Isaiah was born with sickle cell disease, a genetic disorder caused by a single DNA mutation in the beta globin gene, HBB. The result, red blood cells that deform into sickles, clogging blood vessels and starving organs of oxygen. Children like Isaiah experience pain crises so severe they require morphine. Over time, their bodies accumulate silent injuries, strokes, organ failure, infections. For decades, doctors could only offer stopgaps, blood transfusions, opioids, occasionally a bone marrow transplant, if a donor match could be found, and if the child could survive the immune conditioning. But in a nondescript Boston laboratory 6 years ago, a new possibility emerged. A team led by Dr. David Liu at Harvard/MIT's Broad Institute developed a new form of gene editing, a tool not to cut DNA, like CRISPR-Cas9, but instead to rewrite it, precisely, safely, predictably. They called it prime editing. Unlike first-generation gene editing tools based on CRISPR technology, prime editing doesn't make breaks in DNA's double helix. Instead, it uses a guided search and replace mechanism, like a molecular word processor, to correct typos in our genetic code. In theory, prime editing holds out the promise of fixing Isaiah's disease with one elegant intervention. In practice, the tool's versatility could one day rewrite the faulty genes behind thousands of deadly and life-compromising conditions, with a singularly strong safety profile. Today, a single company holds the key to this platform. And just as Isaiah's life may change because of this science, so too might the fortunes of investors who recognize the quiet power behind this company's story. This month's recommendation is Prime Medicine, NASDAQ, PRME. To elaborate on why we believe Prime is likely to be among the most consequential biotech companies of the coming decade, we'll rely as we often do on a variation of our proprietary Biotech Frontiers investment framework. The big picture. The science. The opportunity. The capitalization table. The catalysts. The balance sheet. The risk/reward. The big picture. Last month's issue included a longer-than-usual discussion of the big picture, which I thought was important given the enormous, rapid changes wrought by the Trump administration's policies. My views have not changed since then. As we publish this month's issue, Congress seems poised to pass the One Big Beautiful Bill. I continue to be concerned that this legislation will seriously damage America's already precarious fiscal situation, further deteriorate the value of the U.S. dollar, and put the country in a position where the only way out of our debt trap lies in monetizing it. Over the medium and long terms, these policies will not benefit American living standards nor the performance of U.S. risk assets such as stocks. The silver lining is that the current bear market in biotech affords us exceptional opportunities to hunt for jewel in the crown life sciences assets trading at distressed prices, giving us the potential for extraordinary gains. We recommended Sagimet Biosciences, NASDAQ, SGMT, last September at $2.67 per share. As recently as this May, 2 months ago, shares traded below our reference price. We pounded the table, urging subscribers who did not own Sagimet to buy the stock immediately. Today, the stock trades at around $8, a triple in a matter of months. These are the kinds of gains that the current biotech bear market makes possible for us. We'll continue to scour the biotech universe for more of these types of winners, and I think we may well have found one in Prime Medicine. The science. In the very first issue we published, our Biotech Frontiers Investment Guidebook, we shone a spotlight on Dr. Robert Langer, the MIT professor whose lab has spun out dozens of successful biotech companies and created tens of billions of dollars for shareholders. While our discussion of the science behind our recommendations doesn't always focus on a single scientist, sometimes the science really is inextricably tied to one luminary. That's the case with this month's recommendation. Dr. David Liu, Prime Medicine's principal founder, is one of the most influential scientists in modern biotechnology, widely credited with transforming gene editing from a blunt tool into a precision instrument. A prodigious scholar from an early age, Liu graduated first in his class at Harvard University with a degree in chemistry, completed his PhD at the University of California, Berkeley, in the laboratory of Nobel laureate Dr. Peter Schultz, and was immediately recruited back to Harvard as a tenure-track faculty member, an exceptional distinction for a newly minted PhD. Today, Liu is a professor of chemistry at Harvard, a core faculty member of the Broad Institute at Harvard/MIT, and a prestigious Howard Hughes Medical Institute investigator. Liu's contributions build on the revolutionary foundation of CRISPR-Cas9, a bacterial immune system adapted in 2012 for gene editing. CRISPR functions as molecular scissors that allow scientists to cut DNA at targeted sites and enable the addition, deletion, or replacement of genes. This breakthrough was significant enough that it earned a Nobel Prize for the two scientists who spearheaded its discovery, Dr. Jennifer Doudna and Dr. Emmanuel Charpentier. But in its therapeutic applications, CRISPR's breaking of the DNA double helix introduces risks of unintended mutations, chromosomal rearrangements, and imprecise outcomes, all of which can pose unacceptable side effects for patients. Recognizing these limitations, Dr. Liu set out to develop safer, more accurate tools. His lab's invention of base editing in 2016 marked a paradigm shift. Instead of cutting DNA, base editors chemically convert a single nucleotide letter, like changing a C to a T, without breaking the DNA helix. This allowed the correction of many disease-causing point mutations with far greater precision and fewer side effects. Liu's innovation of base editing led directly to the formation of Beam Therapeutics, BEAM, which he co-founded in 2017. Beam's market capitalization is currently about $1.7 billion. Yet base editing, too, has important constraints. It can only perform certain types of single-letter conversions and is limited by the local DNA sequence context. In 2019, Liu unveiled Prime Editing, a far more versatile search and replace-like technology. Prime editors use a modified CRISPR-Cas9 fused to a reverse transcriptase enzyme, guided by an extended RNA template that not only finds the target site but also encodes the desired DNA correction. As Liu himself has described it, Prime editing works like a powerful DNA word processor, locating a typo, deleting it, and rewriting the correct sequence, without ever cutting both strands of the DNA. Prime editing can install small insertions, deletions, and all 12 types of point mutations, dramatically expanding the scope of treatable genetic diseases. Indeed, Liu estimates that it can fix 89% of the mutations that cause heritable human illnesses and is the only gene editing technology that can safely edit genes in any target human tissue. The technology's broad applicability led both Nature Methods and Wired to name Prime Editing their Tool of the Year in 2019, when Liu's lab unveiled it. To bring Prime Editing to the clinic, Liu founded Prime Medicine, where he continues to guide the company's vision, cutting-edge science, and IP strategy. As we'll explore further in our discussion of the capitalization table, Liu has attracted some of the most highly respected investors in biotech to back the company. Now, this third-generation gene editing company stands poised to deliver on the promise of the genetic medicines revolution. The opportunity. If you're right, you've got to get paid. My old boss Julian H. Robertson's maxim reminds us that game-changing science by itself isn't enough. Any company we recommend must have big commercial opportunities ahead that will move its stock price multiplicatively on positive developments. Prime Medicine passes this criterion easily. As the table below summarizes, Prime's pipeline is currently focused on genetic diseases affecting three areas: the liver, Wilson's disease, and alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, the lung, cystic fibrosis, and immunology/oncology. The total addressable market opportunity in the U.S. for the named liver and lung diseases alone in Prime's pipeline runs into the tens of billions of dollars. Assuming Prime is eventually able to treat 10% of U.S. patients with these genetic disorders, its annual revenue would sizably exceed $1 billion. Let's stick with a conservative $1 billion annual revenue estimate for Prime's initial areas of focus in liver and lung, then apply the 2.5x multiple we use as a conservative rule of thumb to extrapolate from revenue to enterprise value, EV. This back-of-the-envelope arithmetic, which leaves out Prime's potential revenue from the more crowded immunology/oncology domains, suggests a $2.5 billion value for Prime, or about 6.25x its current market capitalization. That's definitely sufficient for us to get paid. We can sanity check our $2.5 billion valuation estimate by turning to two relevant comparables. As our discussion of the science, above, highlights, Prime is a third-generation gene editing platform, following first-generation CRISPR-Cas9 gene editors and then David Liu's second-generation base editors. The flagship CRISPR-based biotech company is actually called CRISPR Therapeutics, CRSP, which has a market capitalization of about $4.1 billion. The flagship base editing biotech is David Liu's own Beam Therapeutics, BEAM, which has a market capitalization of about $1.7 billion. Prime Medicine's platform for innovating gene therapies is superior to both CRISPR's and Beam's in two crucial ways. One, it has a highly differentiated safety profile, with no off-target effects, and two, it's applicable to a far broader range of diseases, for example, because it can reach all human tissues and fix nearly every kind of disease-causing genetic error. In the fullness of time, then, Prime ought to become at least as valuable as CRISPR and Beam, and probably much more so. In a blue-sky scenario, the right comparables for Prime aren't earlier, inferior gene editing platforms like CRISPR and Beam, but, instead, iconic companies such as Genentech and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, REGN, which came to dominate a specific domain and era of biotechnology. Genentech became the dominant, iconic biotech for recombinant DNA. Regeneron became the same for monoclonal antibodies. Both biotech icons were each eventually valued at over $50 billion. Over a decade's time, it's plausible for Prime Medicine to reach a similarly lofty value if it fulfills its promise of becoming one of the defining companies of the genetic medicines era. A $50 billion valuation for Prime would imply over 125x appreciation from today's stock price of around $3.25 per share. The capitalization table. We pay attention to the capitalization table, cap table, the list of a business's largest shareholders, because, in investment as in life, it pays to keep good company. And Prime Medicine's cap table may well be the most impressive we've seen in any Biotech Frontiers portfolio member. Prime's cap table begins with principal founder Dr. David Liu, the company's largest shareholder, with 15.4% of the business, a stake worth nearly $50 million even at today's depressed share price. We love to see a founder owning a significant stake in a company we're recommending because it means he has skin in the game, and it creates alignment of interests with shareholders. But the setup here gets even better, because Liu has recently been adding to his holding. Less than 2 weeks ago, he bought an additional 21,000 shares of Prime Medicine. Given that he already owns over 15% of the company, his decision to add obviously signals both his optimism about Prime's future and his belief in the value the shares offer at these prices. After Liu, Prime's other largest shareholders include two notable smart money investors, ARCH Ventures and NewPath Partners. ARCH and NewPath are both among the most highly respected biotech-focused venture capital firms in the world, instantly recognizable to any professional life sciences investor. ARCH's long list of home run successes include early investments in last month's recommendation, Cerna leader Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, Alni, as well as in Illumina, ILMN, the global leader in DNA sequencing. NewPath is a younger firm with a shorter track record, but its founding partner Dr. Tom Cahill, a protege of Nobel laureate Dr. Bob Lefkowitz and legendary venture capitalist Peter Thiel, is widely regarded in biotech circles as a superstar. ARCH is Prime's second largest shareholder, with an 11.7% stake. NewPath is the company's fifth largest shareholder, owning 4.6%. The presence of these two firms in Prime's cap table tells us that some of the smartest, most accomplished biotech pros are betting aggressively on Prime's success. But it gets better still, because at Prime's current share price, we can buy into the company at a substantial discount to where these two firms did. Both ARCH and NewPath participated in Prime's original series of financing, which valued the company at about $230 million. They then made large follow-on Series B investments, which valued the company at about $1.25 billion. Today, Prime's cash-adjusted market capitalization is about $295 million, slightly above the original Series evaluation, but a 75% discount to the Series B. The Series B financing took place in 2021, and Prime has made much progress since then. The upshot: investors can buy into Prime Medicine at a major discount to the last price both ARCH and NewPath paid, as well as at a discount to their weighted average cost, while benefiting from the progress Prime has made to de-risk its platform over the past 4 years since the Series B. There's one other important member of Prime's cap table that bears mention: big pharma giant Bristol Myers Squibb, BMY, the company's fourth largest shareholder with 8.4% ownership. Bristol Myers acquired this stake in late 2024 when it entered a strategic partnership with Prime that gave it an exclusive license to develop next-generation T-cell therapies relying on Prime's precision gene editing platform. Under the terms of the deal, Bristol Myers made an upfront cash payment of $55 million, acquired $55 million of Prime stock, and committed itself to $3.5 billion in potential future royalty and milestone payments to Prime tied to the T-cell therapies the companies are developing together. Big pharma giants such as Bristol Myers enter partnerships with small, emerging biotech companies only when they believe its technology is truly game-changing. So it's hard to overstate the validation that Bristol-Myers' strategic partnership with Prime confers. The cherry on the cake is that Bristol-Myers bought Prime stock when it traded at almost $5 per share, so investors today can get in at nearly a 50% discount to what Bristol-Myers paid. It's rare when a cap table offers proof points from a founder who is also one of the world's leading scientists, from legendary smart money biotech investors, and also from Big Pharma. It's rarer still when investors can buy shares at a significant discount to what the smart money and Big Pharma paid. And yet that's exactly what we have with Prime. The catalysts. As the excerpt below from Prime's latest investor presentation shows, the company has a host of known catalysts coming up between now and 2027. These include clinical trial launches, data releases, and regulatory submissions, any of which could help drive the stock upward. I'm more intrigued, however, by two less predictable catalysts on Prime's horizon. It's likely Prime will seek and obtain breakthrough therapy designation and/or fast-track designation from the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, for its liver and lung-focused therapies. If the FDA grants either of these designations to any of Prime's pipeline candidates, it would significantly move the stock upward. We have previously seen shares of Biotech Frontiers portfolio companies that have received these designations from the FDA rise by over 50% in a single day. I would be surprised if Prime didn't enter other important collaborations with Big Pharma partners, similar to the one it already has inked with Bristol-Myers Squibb, in the next 3 years. Over the past decades, Regeneron has used its leadership in monoclonal antibodies to strike an array of strategic partnerships that enabled it to advance novel medicines in a capital-efficient manner, where its partners bore a significant part of the clinical development costs. Prime, which has a similarly differentiated platform in gene editing, is well positioned to follow Regeneron's business model. Any additional partnership announcement would likely be a potent positive catalyst for Prime stock. The balance sheet. Of the seven factors in our Biotech Frontiers investment framework, Prime Medicine is weakest in its balance sheet. Optically, the company's $144 million of cash and equivalents would imply that it's well capitalized. But with a burn rate of between $40 million and $50 million per quarter, Prime's cash runway extends only into the first half of 2026, shorter than we typically like to see in our portfolio companies. What this balance sheet weakness means in practice is that Prime will either have to raise dilutive capital or strike another strategic partnership over the next 12 months. While I don't love the state of Prime's balance sheet, it doesn't preclude me from recommending the stock. Prime's technology platform is so distinctive, and its cap table so strong, that I believe any secondary share offering the company makes will be rapidly scooped up by A-list institutional investors with no need to offer a substantial discount to the current share price. In some instances, the removal of a financing overhang actually prompts a stock to rally notwithstanding the dilution to shareholders from the raise, and I can readily envision that happening with Prime Medicine. Summing it up, while Prime's current cash pile is weak, the company's financeability is strong, and that's good enough given Prime's excellence in the other investment criteria that matter to us. The risk/reward. As regular Biotech Frontiers readers know, the last step in our underwriting process is always an assessment of the overall risk and reward. We rely on three tools to do this: a pre-mortem, a parade, and an expected value tree. In our pre-mortem, we imagine that our investment has not gone as planned and reverse engineer why. Here is our pre-mortem for Prime Medicine. The big picture economic environment deteriorates over the next 12 months while Prime is unable to generate positive momentum through clinical trial launches, data releases, regulatory submissions, or partnerships. In early 2026, with its cash running out, the company must undertake a dilutive capital raise while its share price has languished. Although Prime's secondary share offering is successfully subscribed by quality investors, existing shareholders suffer 30% dilution that is reflected in a lower share price. Our parade is the mirror opposite of our pre-mortem. It's our invitation to imagine that this investment has gone well. Our Prime Medicine parade goes like this: aggressive insider stock purchases by founder David Liu, coupled with positive announcements in the regulatory clinical trials and partnership domains, propel Prime Medicine stock to a sharp recovery from its current low. By early 2026, the share price has nearly doubled. As it becomes clear that the coming decade in biotech will be defined by innovative genetic medicines, Bristol-Myers Squibb bids to acquire Prime Medicine in its entirety. Another big pharma competitor, for example, Novartis, NVS, makes a competing bid. After a competitive auction process, Bristol-Myers emerges as the winner, acquiring Prime for $2.5 billion. Our expected value tree distills everything that's come before into simple arithmetic. We begin by encapsulating our entire investment thesis into a downside scenario, a base case scenario, and an upside scenario. We assign a probability and a stock price to each, and we derive our EV for the stock based on the sum of these three probability-weighted scenarios and their respective contributions. Here is our expected value tree for Prime. Action to take: buy Prime Medicine, NASDAQ, PRME, up to $4 per share. Size this as a full-size position in your Biotech Frontiers portfolio. In other words, if your typical position size for a full Biotech Frontiers position is $5,000, buy that amount of Prime Medicine stock. Please be patient and do not chase the stock or purchase it if it rises above $4 per share. It will likely fall back below our buy up to price within a matter of weeks. Portfolio review. It's been a relatively quiet month for the Biotech Frontiers portfolio, with little material news. Just before last month's issue, Sagimet Biosciences, NASDAQ, SGMT, announced home run phase 3 clinical trial results in a new indication, acne, for its flagship pipeline candidate denifanstat in a trial conducted in China by Sagimet's partners Acelltis. I explained the importance of the trial results, raised our buy up to price on Sagimet from $4 per share to $5, and urged subscribers who did not yet own it to buy the stock immediately, so as to take advantage of what I believed was an underreaction to the strength of the phase 3 trial results. I hope you listened. Over the past month, Sagimet stock has rallied up to $10 per share before settling at about $8, where it is today. Biotech Frontier subscribers who bought the stock at or near our original $2.67 re-recommendation price have tripled their money. I am not recommending that we take profit on Sagimet, as I think the stock still has prospects of strong gains to come. For subscribers who don't own it, Sagimet is currently a hold above $5 per share. I'll alert you if I conclude another appropriate window opens to buy or add to a position. Attire Pharma, NASDAQ, ADER, which we added to the Biotech Frontiers portfolio in March as a toehold position and has rallied over 60% to $5.13 from our $3.15 entry price, is now only a few months away from a readout on its pivotal phase 3 clinical trial readout for pulmonary sarcoidosis, which we anticipate in early September. I expect the stock to rally significantly if the phase 3 trial meets its primary endpoints. Over the coming month, I'll be carefully revisiting the data to assess whether to recommend increasing our position heading into the phase 3 readout. I'll send an update to subscribers if I make a favorable decision. For the time being, Attire is a hold above $3.50 per share. I'd like to wish you all a terrific 4th of July and a rejuvenating summer. Biotech Frontiers won't publish a formal issue in August, so you can anticipate our next full issue arriving in early September. Of course, if there are timely updates to share with you before then, I'll send them in a shorter correspondence. Best regards, Erez. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Biotech Frontiers. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our best buys where we highlight current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Biotech Frontiers. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue.